Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We are continuing to move through the list of seven attributes that the Apostle Peter tells Christians to add to our faith. Some people seem to think that exercising faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, being born again, is an end unto itself, and once that has happened by the grace of God, we just coast on in to glory. But that's not the way the Bible represents it. This is a battlefield. This is work time. This is effort and exercise and growth and development and wrestling. And all of these things are part of our life now. The coasting comes when we get to heaven. That is our eternal rest. But the rest we enjoy now is a rest of a peaceful heart, a peaceful disposition. We are no longer warring with God. We are no longer in turmoil about our eternal destiny, our relationship with God. There's a wonderful rest involved in placing our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and coming to a biblical assurance of salvation. But there is also a great deal of effort involved in a God-pleasing Christian life. And that's what Peter is telling us, and that's what we are studying together in 2 Peter chapter 1. And so we continue in that vein on Thursday, October 9. Thank you so much for your financial help to keep us teaching God's Word on this station. So we are to add to our faith, number 1, virtue, number 2, knowledge, number 3, self-control, number 4, perseverance. Perseverance. That's the characteristic, the quality of being able to bear up under trials, to bear up in a God-honoring way. In one sense, we don't have any choice. When a trial comes to us, what can we do? If we had the power to remove it, we probably would, but we don't. So there really isn't any choice except to just see it through to the end. But where the choice lies and where perseverance comes in is in how we endure that trial. Do we endure it with faith and with eager expectation because we know that God is doing something in our lives and we are looking forward to growing and learning what God has for us in this trial? Or are we kicking and chafing and objecting and looking for the exit, looking for a way to get out from under the trial prematurely, in a way that is not honoring and glorifying to God, instead of submitting ourselves to the sovereign control of our Heavenly Father, demonstrating that we trust Him, that we believe that our loving Heavenly Father truly does all things for our good. We know that. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to His purpose. That is what the Bible tells us. And so, perseverance, also translated patience in some versions, is that quality whereby we bear up under the loads that God places upon us with joy and with faith and with expectation. Perseverance produces maturity. Indeed, it does. That's one of the ways we grow. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or perseverance, James 1:3, but let patience or perseverance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Let patience or perseverance under trials have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Perseverance in trials is the way that God brings us to maturity, to Christian perfection, which really has more the idea of completeness than lack of any flaws. Because, again, we don't have that kind of perfection until we are home with the Lord. But we have a completeness. All of the parts are there. All of the elements of a mature Christian are in place. And how does that come about? It comes about by trials, but not just trials themselves. Because some people go through trial after trial after trial after trial and don't seem to benefit from them at all. But if we face our trials with patience, patient endurance, perseverance, we will gain maturity. And along with that, we will also gain joy. We will actually learn to experience joy or develop joy. Colossians 1:11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience, or that same word, perseverance, and long-suffering with joy. And there are rewards for those who persevere faithfully and patiently under the trials that God brings into our lives. Listen to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Steadfastness, faithfulness is a requirement for reward. And that's also what Paul teaches us in 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And we read in 1 Timothy 2:2. Well, that's not the one I was looking at. 2 Timothy 2:12. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we endure, same idea. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. Perseverance. We believe in the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. What does that mean? Well, it has both the idea of preservation and continuation. We believe in the doctrine of the preservation of the saints, that God preserves his people safely until they are home with him in heaven. He preserves his people in this life until they are safely beyond the trials and difficulties of this life that would sink us if God did not uphold us. We are preserved by the grace of God and by the power of God. We are preserved in faith. We are preserved in the Christian life until we are with the Lord in heaven. But we are not preserved apart from our engagement and cooperation and struggles and bearing up under the load. We persevere. We believe in the perseverance of the saints. God's people are enabled by God to bear up under their trials and thus to demonstrate that they are in fact the children of God. The way we face trials says more about who we are than almost anything else that happens in our lives. All kinds of people can claim to be Christians when everything's going well, can go through the motions and sing the songs of praise and talk the Christian vocabulary and keep a smile on their face until the trials come. And the trials have a way of separating the wheat from the tares. Ultimately, we know only God can separate the wheat from the tares perfectly, and He will do that on the final day. He's not going to do that now. But there is a sifting and sorting process that's going on, and God's true children are enabled by Him to bear up under their trials in faith, in joy, in eager anticipation of the good things that God is doing in their lives, and thereby demonstrate that they are a child of God. Those who are not God's children don't have that ability. That's a God-given ability. And so many times the genuine believer can be discerned from the counterfeit professor of faith who does not genuinely possess that faith by the way he faces trials. I've seen it over and over again in my pastoral ministry. Two members of our church that come into very similar trials. One is bent but not broken and comes out stronger. The other one is wiped out. What does that tell me? That tells me that one is a genuine child of God and the other one is not. One has persevering faith and the other one does not. The other one had a profession of faith, but it turned out not to be a persevering faith. But the other one had not only a profession of faith, but a persevering faith. The way they endured trials demonstrated that they were a child of God. But we have some responsibility in this. Peter says, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control patient endurance. Perseverance is an attribute that God gives to His children. It's an attribute that God's children are to work at developing in our lives. Steadfastness, year after year, trial after trial, rejoicing in the Lord, knowing that He makes no mistakes, testifying to our faith in God in the midst of difficulty. Oh, may God help us to develop that in our lives in order to bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we will continue with the next one in the list on the broadcast tomorrow. I trust you'll join me then. Until then, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast. Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.